3, 2, 1.
Crane lunged forward. Anya reached into the otherware. The sword punched through the seat and the driver. Blood spewed down the front of his shirt. Anya left the sword where it was and brought her hands up, using the exposed edge of the blade to slash through the zip ties holding them together. The now driverless vehicle immediately yawed to the right, careening off the road into the scrublands around them. Even worse, the dead weight of the driver's foot pushed the accelerator down.
No, you don't!
Anya freed her hands and lunged to grab the steering wheel. No longer pinned in place by the blade, the dead man's body slumped to the side. A quick glance to her right showed her Crane was still fighting with the man in the passenger seat. Porter's man was turning blue in the face as he alternately pulled against Crane's arms and flailed in search of the gun he'd dropped. The car bounced off a boulder on its now runaway course.
Time to settle the odds.
While fighting the steering wheel with her left hand, Anya brought her right arm up as high as it would go. The passenger slumped.
What happened to the other...
Crane got a look at what Anya's sword had done to the other guard. The vehicle continued to accelerate. Anya knew she had to get into the front seat and gain better control of the vehicle, or this ride was going to be over sooner rather than later.
Henry, I need you to cut my feet loose.
After a moment, she felt him sawing at the zip ties around her ankles with a knife. She didn't have time to wonder where he'd got it from before the ties parted. Anya braced herself and then grabbed the shirt of the dead man behind the wheel and tried to drag him to the right. Crane saw what she was doing and added his strength to the task. Between them, they were able to drag the body out of the driver's seat and dump it onto the unconscious man in the passenger seat. The SUV began to slow as soon as the dead man's foot was pulled off the accelerator. Anya slipped between the seats and into the driver's position, ramming her foot on the gas. Anya counted at least 3 vehicles in hot pursuit. They needed a distraction. She glanced at the men in the seat next to her.
Henry, get rid of them!
What? What are you saying?
One is dead and the other will kill us when he wakes up.
Okay, as soon as you slow down.
I'm not slowing down, Henry!
But...
Just open the door and push them out.
I can't do that!
If it makes you feel any better, we'll try to dump them out on a nice grassy spot, all right?
The unconscious guard began to stir.
Henry!
Henry leaned across the front seat, reaching for the door handle.
On the count of 3. 1, 2, 3!
Henry popped open the door. Anya tried her best to help him, pushing with one hand and steering with the other. The dead body slid out easily enough, but suddenly their former captor's eyes popped open. Henry tumbled back into the rear seat. The man's hands shot out to grab the door jamb and Anya's right arm. Anya tried to pull herself free, but he wasn't letting go. Every tug she made pulled him another inch back into the vehicle.
Baobab! Baobab!
What?
Look out for the massive baobab!
Anya jerked the wheel to the right. The driver's side mirror was sheared off, and still their unwanted passenger held on.
Do something, Henry!
Anya swerved to avoid a group of boulders. Henry grabbed the other man's hand and tried to pull him off her, but the guy's grip was like a vice, and Henry just didn't have the strength. So he bit the man's thumb. Their unwanted passenger lost his grip on Anya. Anya jerked the wheel first to the left, and then immediately back again to the right. Finally, the henchman went tumbling out the door. Anya glanced in the rearview mirror, trying to get a glimpse of what had happened to him.
Shit!
Her view was filled by the dark shape of one of the other SUVs.
Damn it!
The wheel jerked in her hands, but Anya fought the turn with everything she had and got them running straight again.
They're going to shoot!
A bullet shattered the rear window and embedded itself in the back of the front passenger seat. Anya continued charging toward the rocky ridge line she'd picked out as their destination. Just a few hundred yards left. The other SUV moved in for a second strike from the side, but Anya tapped the brakes and cut the wheel hard in that direction. The impact was enough to push the other vehicle several feet to the side, over a termite mound, and into the air. Anya hit the gas again, trying to regain some of the lead they had lost. In the rearview mirror, she saw 2 other SUVs trying to close the distance, intent on boxing her in. She cut the wheel to the right to avoid a massive boulder, burst through a dense clump of acacia thorn bushes, and found herself driving along the crumbling edge of a long, dried-out riverbank.
No!
she felt the SUV lurch as the tires began to slip and spin. Anya threw the wheel in the opposite direction, but the slide was already in motion.
Brace yourself!
The ground beneath the passenger side of the SUV gave way entirely. The floor became the ceiling, became the wall, became the floor, became the wall again, as the vehicle came to a crashing halt in a great billowing cloud of dust.